tied together.
Welcome to my world, America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney. It's your world, too. The overnight highway of buzz, we like to call it. The real buzz in the backyard is the fact that we have a lot of people sounding off on the death of the Florida teenager who was unarmed, a 17-year-old who ran out to the convenience store and never came back and was gunned down, essentially, I think, by a self-appointed neighborhood watch chief named George Zimmerman. He says it was self-defense, and it was a primarily white neighborhood, although his father lived in a gated community. He was visiting him, and he was going to the store, and the rest is history. Now there are a lot of people slinging it both ways, and in this case, talking about guns and gun control and anti-gun, and others who say it's unfortunate, it was a terrible thing that happened, but the stand-your-ground law should stay in Florida, which means if you are being attacked and someone is going after you using deadly force, you have the right to shoot, pretty much, if we want to break it down that way. So outrage pouring out, not just in Florida, but all over the country, over the death of Trayvon Martin. By all accounts, a good kid who was just visiting his father and did not survive his trip to the store. So we'll talk about that this hour. Plus, some buzz over Tebow. Even if you hate sports, you certainly know the name Tim Tebow. He transcended sports. He is a Christian who talked openly about being a Christian and had the pose where he knelt down, and people called it Tebowing and used it in all kinds of different forms. So he is booted from the Broncos thanks to the iconic Peyton Manning being signed for $95 million. He's traded, Tebow is, to the New York Jets, who have a quarterback in Mark Sanchez. He was a little bit shaky last year but got a huge contract. So will Tebow even see any time next season? Who knows? But Mark Sanchez, whether he likes it or not, he's definitely going to be looking over his shoulder a little bit. If it gets rough and he has some tough times, there could be a little bit of a quarterback controversy. But we are light years away from the NFL season. A good time right here at the top of the show to mention that our next show will feature a little bit of fun and games. It can't be all hardcore ranting and raving after all. We have stuff to give away, like a wireless GPS from Magellan and $100 worth of awesome sausage, no pink slime, and a few other things if you correctly nail the score as we mix it in with March Madness. And all you have to do is correctly nail the score on a couple of games. We give you a couple of games because it gives you an extra chance to do that. I have a good feeling that somebody's going to actually nail the score, you know, maybe anyway, this time around. Energy was what the president was all about earlier in the day on Wednesday, out of the pipeline in Oklahoma, the southern part of the pipeline being built, and talking about the fact that too many people are ranting and raving about clean energy, and we need to develop solar and wind, as he says, and also pointed to the fact that we've got 2% of the world oil reserves. We use 20%. Here's the thing. We have so much more that we could go after. It depends on what agency you talk to. If you talk to anyone in the energy department, there's probably 400 barrels or so, probably more than that, maybe 1.4 trillion barrels in untapped resources. But, you know, we haven't drilled. We're not drilling enough, even though the president says we are drilling. We're drilling more than we've ever drilled before. That's not true. It's the same drilling we've been doing. And when have we built a refinery? So we have to decide. Do we want to be held hostage, even if it's just for a small percent of oil, by the Saudis? Or do we want to cut the cord and go after the oil that we have in this country? Because you look at our consumption rate, and with the resources that we have not touched, if we dipped into them, we would be fine for probably 200 years. I mean, it's off the charts. If you take even the lowest number, we would be fine for a very long time. So the idea that the president says we don't have adequate resource here in the United States, I'm not buying it any longer. I've just scratched the surface with my own research, but I've done enough of it to know that's not true. I mean, how many barrels have we put in the reserves? If you go back to 1944, there were 20 billion barrels then. How much have we produced now? 170 billion barrels since then. And we have it. We can tap into this. I'm almost at a loss for words. So when you're pulling up to the pumps, think about it. We do not have the capacity for the renewables that we're talking about, for the solar panels, for the wind, for all of that. We don't have that happening on a broad enough level, on an affordable level, that this can be considered the alternative. We don't. Even the way the cars are designed, they certainly, at this point, we can't undertake some other kind of source. Not in the next decade, not in the next 2 decades. So gas and energy is this president's Achilles heel. And the more the gas goes up, and the more we hear statements like that, and it's refuted, and the more people really pay attention, they realize, now listen, $4.09 for regular is not cutting it for people. Not people who have to rely on driving from point A to B. Are we going to take, you know, where's the economy going to go? If we pay $5, $6, imagine the vacations in some places like Colorado, North Carolina, Nevada. I'm thinking of tourism numbers I saw for people who travel. And the fact that you had the president who's fast-tracking, albeit begrudgingly, that southern portion of the XL Keystone Pipeline, he's not into the pipeline overall. But he can argue all he wants about his policies, but if he changed his policies dramatically, it would increase domestic oil supplies in the short run. There's no question about it. And I think most Americans are waking up to that. Now, if the president comes clean, if he were to say, and he did say this, he wants to lean toward developing clean energy. He wants to pump money into clean energy. Okay. And he doesn't want to lift an executive branch moratorium on oil and gas exploration in the outer continental shelf regions that would jumpstart production and high prices would certainly fall. If that's the case, then just say it. I'm here to say that I'm right there with the environmentalists and I'm not going to do it. So it is fair to blame the president partially for this crisis because he's not responding to the possible things that he could use by lifting that moratorium for one. Or how about dipping into the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which might or might not work. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Fly me.
Here in America Tonight, we've talked a lot about the sex industry and human trafficking and just how awful it is, the proportions it's reached. National research now showing the average age, actually, of a young woman entering into some form of the sex trade is 13 years old, which is so shocking to me. What happens to these women? That's the thing. And how do they get there in the first place? Were they a victim of domestic violence or other traumatic experiences that led them down this road? And then what happens to them when they're on the street, so to speak? Some of the women end up as single mothers, and what kind of support would they have then? There is a terrific organization. It's called New Friends, New Life. And I hope this thing grows like a weed in your backyard. What they do is they help women who have worked in prostitution, brothels, clubs, that kind of thing. In the wings right now is Sarah Swanner. And Sarah graduated from this program and has moved on to a completely new life, we'll say. Sarah, thanks for popping on America Tonight.
Thank you.
Tell everybody would be interested in this because you definitely have moved through this. What was your story? How did you arrive at New Friends, New Life?
It was through a personal friend of my son's at our school in Dallas, Texas. And my oldest son at the time was in second grade, and I was introduced through his friend and their parents, and they brought me to Preston Road Church of Christ where we hold our meetings.
Yeah. And what was happening in your life that you ended up in this situation where they could reach out and help you?
Could you say that again?
What was happening in your life? Were you working in the sex trade?
I was currently in a dance club for new dancing.
Yeah. And that was how you were making your living, right? That's how you're supporting your child.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So now how do you feel? How long have you been away from that life?
2004.
Hmm. 2004. And so what would you tell people about how much that's helped you? Because I would assume that's it bridged the gap for you. What do you do now? Do you work? What do you do for a living now?
I'm currently housewife. I'm home with my kids, and I'm also a part-time student here in Dallas. And I just do my mom thing and go to school and be a student and try to do the best that I can, and hoping to complete an associate's in a couple of years and go into nursing.
Oh, good for you. And so do you try to give back? Do you try to help other women that might be dancing in a club, that might be out there doing something else to try to make a living?
Oh, absolutely. I have a personal friend that I've known for about 10 years that I just started with us approximately a year ago, and she's doing really well. And I have a friend back home that I've been trying to talk to you for about 6 or 7 years now, because we work the club together, and she's kind of on the fence, but she's leaning more towards it. And then I also have a sister that's currently still in the business that I've been trying to get her in as well. It's just a matter of the want to and the desire to, but I've been advocating for them and trying to get them convinced that this is the right place for them.
Yeah. And how much is it? 2004 was when you were in that situation. Does it seem like a million lifetimes ago?
Yeah, it does. And I also, since I've graduated, I am a protege leader with Miss Ari Session, and I do advocating that way, hopefully, to reach at least one person everywhere we go.
There you go. And Dr. Ari Session is there with you, so we want to talk to the doctor about new friends, new life, and from her perspective, because she's an advocate, what that's like bridging the gap that we were just talking about and completely changing somebody's life. Dr. Session, you know, in talking to Sarah, it's interesting. She's telling us about dancing, and now here she's a housewife. She's earning a degree. It's a completely different world for her. Have you seen this story repeated over and over again with New Friends, New Life?
Yes, Kate, over and over again. It's been my privilege to work in this ministry of New Friends, New Life for 9 years, and I have seen just countless women's lives change exactly like Sarah's. When they come, they are just, we use a term here, and we use a term called a soul murder. Their souls have been wounded, have been killed, and they just feel hopeless, feel like they don't have choices. And then to see that transition is just remarkable.
And so what do you do to make that transition? Somebody is recommended to you. They come to you. How do you know that you can get them through the tunnel? How do you know you can help them?
Well, you know, it's like Sarah said. Sarah said that there has to be a willingness on the part of the woman who comes for services. And we can see the willingness probably within the first 30 days, because we give them, they come, usually they'll come to a Wednesday night, and on Wednesday night, that's when all of the women gather together at a church in Dallas, and there's a meal, there's a life skill, and typically there's a Bible study. And so that's their first introduction, and we can tell by their participation, by the consistency of their participation. We will usually do some sort of a action plan with them, just preliminarily giving them some first steps to take. And if they follow through on those things, and that they could be looking for a job, it could be applying for Section 8 housing or something along those lines. And if we see them following through on those small things, then we know they're pretty much ready for the big things that we have for them.
How big is the problem? You said 9 years, so New Friends, New Life has grown. How big is this problem, do you think, in Texas and probably around the country as well?
Well, listen, the commercial sexual exploitation of women is $1 billion annual business. In fact, I think most recent statistics show that revenue is somewhere around $32 billion a year. So this is a big problem, and that involves pornography, prostitution, strip clubs, exotic dancing, like what Sarah was a part of, things of that nature. And so it is a large problem It's very pervasive, and it seems to be getting worse.
Yeah, that's a sad commentary, isn't it? That things are getting worse. Why do you think it's getting worse? Is it domestic violence? Is it traumatic experiences? Childhood sexual abuse? Why is this growing?
I think one of the reasons that it's growing is because it's lucrative.
Yeah.
That's the first thing. It's lucrative. The other part of that is that I think the sexualization of our world is another thing that contributes to the problem. I think the devaluation of women is another problem that we have. You know, sex sells everything. From laundry detergent to beer to, you know, sex sells everything. And women are objectified all over the world. And so those are problems that make it easier for commercial exploitation to flourish. The other piece, you did say it, most of the women who are in prostitution, sexual exploitation, have histories of childhood sexual abuse, incest, rape, physical violence, some type of childhood trauma.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of is a setting, or is a how do I want to say this? Lays the foundation for them to be vulnerable to predators.
Yeah. And so ultimately the goal is to turn them around, and you've, in the 9 years that you've been there, how many lives have been turned around? It sounds like a lot.
Hundreds, absolutely, hundreds. And the objective, Kate, really is to help the women to change on the inside, to begin seeing themselves as worthwhile, as valuable, as necessary, as important, as created by God for a purpose, and that they have choice. And so once we begin helping women to change on the inside, their self-perception, then the rest follows suit.
Yeah, choice, that's a great word. It's so, so important. What great work you're doing, new friends, new life. Sarah Swanner and Dr. Session, we appreciate you shedding light on this program, and I hope that people who need the help will seek that help through your organization, and I hope that this program continues to grow in the sense that you're helping more and more people. As we said, $32 billion, the number that you mentioned. That's a staggering number, so there's a lot of people that need help. Dr. Session, thanks.
Looking for relief? What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Did you know that thousands of industrial toxins, including aluminum, heavy metals like mercury and lead, and even nuclear radiation, have contaminated the air, food, and water supply and are lodged inside your body? These contaminants are poisoning your body from the inside out. No, the government doesn't care, nor will they save you. Do nothing, and these accumulated toxins may slowly lead to degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, or cancer. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Liquid Zeolite is the best natural all-round remedy to safely and effectively remove all kinds of toxins from your body. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, heavy metal poisoning, memory loss, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe and amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
For this show, this hour anyway, on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. A couple of things that I've found during the day that I think it just make you shake your head is, and I've often wondered this, what people do to get out of jury duty. A couple of years ago, we did a show where people called in and told about their excuses because they didn't want to do jury duty for various reasons. They couldn't afford to. They were self-employed. And they were going to lose out on too much money that they desperately needed, so they had to come up with some crazy thing to get themselves out of having to serve on the jury. There was even a television show, 30 Rock. Tina Fey is one of the stars of that, and she had an episode where she was involved in jury duty, and she dressed crazy and was trying to come up with crazy statements when they were asking her questions in an effort to make sure that she didn't have to do jury duty. So the theme of getting out of it has been around in movies and TV and real life for a long time. I read this story today about a Colorado woman who actually was charged with two felonies. She called into, a radio station and answered the call of, bragging about how she said that she was mentally unstable to get excused from jury duty. So that was circulated, that phone call, and they arrested her. Her name's Susan Cole, after she called the Dave Logan Show, which is very popular out of Denver, and described how she dressed and acted strangely for jury duty so that she wouldn't, you know, would appear to have mental problems. And she went pretty far. She said she put on black eyebrows, red lipstick on, left her hair in curlers, wore a T-shirt that said, "Ask me about my bestseller." And during the jury selection, she told the prosecutors that she had post-traumatic stress disorder from being in the military, was the victim of domestic violence, and had been homeless. So the judge immediately dismissed her from that case. And, you know, there she was calling in, and they found her. They found her, and they charged her. Ooh. So what a dope. She gets away with it, and then she wants to brag about it on the air, no less. Calls in, and it was pretty easy to trace her. So she actually is going to surrender later in the week. And, you know, that's always the threat that people talk about. Would you get charged for skipping out on jury duty? And the last time I got called, I went, and I think it's probably different in all parts of the country, but maybe it's similar. I don't know. It's like a cattle call. That's what I would say. And you have a number, and you go, and you go into the room, and there's maybe 100 people, 150, whatever it is. And I was called, and I went. And you sit there, and you sit there, and sit there. People are working frantically, reading the paper, or doing whatever. You see all kinds of different people. And then they have this number system. And so the side of the room that I was on, they said, if you're number 75 to 125, whatever it was, you, congratulations. And the woman said this, congratulations, you're done for 4 years. Goodbye. And just go get stamped over here. And that was it. But then people on the other side of the room were called to serve, and one woman just got hysterical, just hysterical, that she couldn't serve, and it was going to kill her family and their income, and wow. And they made her still go into the whole, you know, jury selection portion of it, and told her there was a good chance she wouldn't actually be selected. So who knows? Maybe she was pulling a coal. Maybe she was doing what this crazy woman out of Colorado was doing to try to get out of jury duty, to just really play things up so she wouldn't have to serve. And this makes you wonder, do you really get a jury of your peers if everybody's trying to get out of serving? I mean, if everybody's trying to dump out of serving, who's left? A few stand-up citizens, people who have nothing else to do? I don't know. I question that. Depending on what the circumstances are, what kind of jury are we talking about? Are you in a fight for your life? Are you in a fight for property? Is it some kind of civil situation? You know, what is it? But one thing's for certain, if you do get out of jury duty and you pulled a fast one, don't call a major radio station, a longtime talk show host, and then blurt it out on the airwaves, especially faking all those things. PTSD is so sensitive, and saying that that's what you had, ooh, it's just bad karma to go down that path. All right, let's talk about a few other things that we're going to mix in here, including what was really on my mind at the top of the show. I mentioned energy, and, you know, we all know the name Solyndra. That was the big fat failure of the guaranteed loan, the solar panels out of California, Northern California. And the problem there was that they were being made cheaply in China, so that there was no way that this company was going to succeed. 1,000 people ended up losing jobs, initially got jobs, lost jobs. It was a guaranteed federal loan, so we know the history of that. So there's sensitivity anyway to the push for green or clean, whatever you want to call it, alternative energy, because of the failures of the past and the fact that we all know it's not widely affordable for most people. If you're making a truckload of money, it's affordable. But for most people, it's not affordable. What are you going to do? Have one solar panel on the top of your house, and that's going to reduce the energy bills, and it's going to add to helping the environment, or it's going to cut down on sources that we use. So the president knows that this is going to be his Achilles heel. Certainly the people around him do. He knows it. The oil numbers and the, or really the where gas is, that's the number to be concerned about for the president. So he was out in Oklahoma at the oil pipeline, even though he's getting slammed and criticized right and left for Keystone, which I would pile in on that too, because really my problem with Keystone is they were going to approve it. It was all great. It was fabulous. It was almost like right before the Gulf disaster happened, the president was all about offshore drilling. Drill, baby, drill. As long as there's regulations, you know, meets the standards, drill, baby, drill. And then we have the disaster in the Gulf, and it's no drill, no drill. And here, the Keystone Pipeline was, yeah, it's a go, it's great. My buddy Stephen Harper in Canada, we're all on board. Then all of a sudden it's like, well, we need to put this through a ringer again to look at it to make sure it meets the strict standards that we would require to bring that pipeline, that 1,700-mile pipeline, all the way down through the Gulf Coast. So the president is trying to push off, I think, all this heavy criticism over energy policy, his energy policy in general, and to feed into that, he makes the appearance at the pipeline, or makes the appearance at the area where it's going to be, from Oklahoma to the refineries on the Gulf Coast in Texas, saying that, isn't this terrific? Look, I'm saying, let's get this going, because it's not going to bottleneck the oil problems here. It's going to make things move faster. And the big quote to take out of it, a couple of things, he said, we're drilling all over the place. And he was standing at one point in New Mexico alongside some oil rigs on federal land, and saying that he's got plans to expedite the pipeline, the southern portion of it anyway, where the construction is supposed to start in the spring. But, you know, in the oil fields or there with the solar panels, it's all about refuting any of the criticism that it's his fault for stifling the domestic energy production. And, you know, here we're pushing money toward renewable energy, but gas prices are going up, $3.86 a gallon. And he emphasized oil drilling is, you know, the emphasis on oil drilling is aimed at countering his rejection of the pipeline. So the idea that he was there in Oklahoma, that's the thing. Hey, okay, I'm here. This is what we're going to do. And this is, you know, I've been doing this. We've been doing this. So don't look at us. Don't look at me that we haven't opened up the lands. But the truth of the matter is, not really. We've got gas prices that are high for a reason. Because we are full throttle in the middle of this as a nation with what we have in terms of supplies and the possibility of drilling. We have a way to make this go away and really wave the magic wand. We do. And it wouldn't take that long a time to be able to do it. But the more we don't lift the moratoriums, the more we don't drill on some of these lands, the more that doesn't become a reality. If we've got the trillion plus barrels of oil in this country, more than all put together in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, we're certainly not going after it, so we're being misled. We have the potential of untapped resources. We're just not, it's there for the taking. We're just not going after it. And we wouldn't have to rely at all in the Middle East if we, you know, if we did do that, open up federal lands for the leases, boost this oil production and revenue, let's face it, for the federal government. Let's get on with it, man. Let's get on with this. Stay with us. Final Turn coming up next.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning, right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
In a little sports shorts, and here's a shameless plug for my book called Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS, and it's got short stories mixing in lots of NFL and other talk. How to me the history is fun, how the games got started. I would search for books like this and I could never find one. Instead it was a book about one sport, one athlete, and whatnot. By the way, if you correctly nail the score in our Crazy March Madness giveaway, you will get a copy of my book. One thing that's not in the book is the Jets-Broncos deal for Tim Tebow. How about it? Tim Tebow really grabbed the nation's imagination last season for a bunch of different reasons. He was kind of the unlikely hero, essentially, and he became the little engine that could, for lack of a better way to describe it. So now the little engine gets tossed off the tracks for a bigger engine in Peyton Manning, who gets a $96 million deal as he is ditched from the Colts after 14 years, a couple of neck surgeries later. They didn't want to take a chance. But John Elway wanted to take a chance, so he's with the Broncos. Tebow's out because he no longer is needed. You have the icon there. So Tebow goes to New York, and you have to think that maybe it's a little bit of a threat, perhaps, to Mark Sanchez, who is the quarterback for the Jets and just got a $40 million deal. There's nothing like a little threat at work to make you perform better. I'm sure some of you have been through that. You know, when there's a merger or there's going to be a merger or there's a new boss and people say, oh, no, everything's going to stay the same. You're doing a terrific job. Everything's great here. And then tick-tock, a couple of months later, we're going to have to downsize a bit. We're going to mold or meld some of these departments. And all the gossip and the paranoia was right on. Well, there was gossip and paranoia, I'm sure, in Tim Tebow's world. Though you had to assume somebody was going to pick him up. So the Jets do. They pick him up. And he will be on the bench. At least to start with, he'll be on the bench anyway. Not to say that they couldn't pull him in, depending on what happens with Mark Sanchez. So it was a situation where we're looking at some draft picks and money that was owed Tebow. If nothing else, maybe he gets a look from some other teams eventually. But he's still in the game, and he still has opportunities, which is big. I don't think he could have sat on the bench behind Peyton Manning. That would have been very odd. This may be the craziest story of all, and one that transcends sports, and this is why I'm squeezing it into this little tiny few minutes of sports talk here. Sean Payton, you know that name? Maybe you don't. He is the coach of the New Orleans Saints. He's been suspended and fined for this bounty program. 1 year he's been suspended. So, and the team's going to lose its second-round pick in 2012 and 13 and pay $500,000 as a result of this investigation. A former defensive coordinator who, his name's Greg Williams, who orchestrated the bounty program, was suspended from the NFL indefinitely. Saints general manager Mickey Loomis will probably get an 8-game suspension. The assistant head coach is also suspended without pay. And Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, said, look, the game doesn't need to be played this way. We've got to protect our players. Here's what happened. As they investigated this in the beginning of March, they found that about 20 defensive players for the Saints were part of this bounty system from 2009 to 2011. What happened is they gave money to some of the players for harming the opposing players, the people they were playing against. So Goodell is right. They have to be held accountable for the integrity of the game and trying to take out other players. How high did the cash pool get? $50,000 or more during the 2009 playoffs. Players got $1,500 for a knockout, $1,000 for a cart off, with payouts doubling or tripling during the playoffs. Money was provided mostly by players. Oh, sad state of affairs for the Saints. And remember, the Saints, the team really coming back and rallying the city because of what happened in Katrina years before. The Saints quarterback, Drew Brees, apparently didn't know anything about it. He said he was speechless when he heard about the punishment. And he said, look, Sean Payton is a great man, a coach, a mentor, and he said he couldn't believe it. And they're gone. Gone for now, anyway. This is going to be pretty hard on the Saints, the violations, all this other kind of stuff for their program. And, you know, think of players that were knocked out, think that that happened. They're going to have to do whatever they can to, I guess, get the respect back of the rest of the folks in the NFL. Man. And it's very strange. Saints linebacker Jonathan Vilma was the player that became sort of the face of the bounty hunting thing. He got $10,000, or he described offering $10,000 to any player who could knock out Brett Favre at the 2009 championship game. What happened? Think about the Saints and think about that game, and oh, it just makes you creeped out, I think, about the whole bounty thing. I don't know. Maybe it's naive to think that we live in a world where at least some people follow the rules, right? I mean, look, football's dangerous enough. When I used to cover the Cowboys, you'd go down on the field with 10 minutes or so left in the game, and it was like they were like trains colliding on both sides. You throw in the mix that there's a financial incentive. Oh, you can just imagine how nasty that could get. I want to make sure I tell you about some things that are coming up down the road, including the challenge, the Supreme Court looking at the constitutionality of our current health care law. The Republican National Committee is airing an ad just blasting President Obama for failing to reduce health care costs. And next week, the Supreme Court looks at that individual mandate. There have been a few things that I thought were good. The pre-existing condition and keeping a kid on the insurance till they're 26 is a good alternative. But some of the things to come down the road are scary, including the individual mandate. So with the historic oral arguments, they've never heard the Supreme Court 3 days of oral arguments on one particular subject will be on hand to give you the skinny on what's being said and to talk to some people about healthcare, really on both sides of it. I mean, we're giving you a lot of the cons, but we're giving you some of the pros, too. People who swear that we're reading this wrong and that there are positives in where healthcare is headed in the future. I just see that premiums have gone up 9%, 10%. How do you keep reaching into your pocket to pay for this? And you have to have health care, because what if something tragic happens, something that you're going to end up paying a lot for, you're going to have to pay your deductible. Imagine if you had nothing. And having nothing won't be an option if the individual health mandate stands anyway. Because then if you choose not to get health insurance, the IRS finds you. They will get you. They will fine you for opting out of not getting health insurance. So what does that all mean to us here in this nation? How crippling is it for lots of us? And will Obamacare basically be upheld by the Supreme Court on its constitutional merits, or will it get trashed? And it's 50-50. I mean, flip a coin. You talk to a lot of people who say, oh, there's no way that's happening. That's not going to happen with the Supreme Court. But somebody's going to have to go in the opposite direction. So are you going to get 5-4 or 4-5, essentially? Which way is it going to go? Interesting stuff. That's next week on America Tonight as we broadcast from Washington, D.C. Thanks so much to Donovan Mattson for his fine work on all the technicals, and to all of you for listening to America Tonight.